It has come to my attention that you have been masturbating to my audios. We've talked about this. You know you don't have my permission to do that. No, not even the ones that give you permission to come. Those are for real men, not chronic masturbators. In other words, not you. We both know you have a serious masturbation problem, and that every time you indulge in it, you make things worse. So if I wasn't clear before, let me be clear now. You do not have permission to masturbate to my audios. Is that clear? In fact, from now on, you don't have permission to masturbate to any audios. Not unless you get permission. I'm sure most of the women recording those audios would say yes, if you asked. If you asked nicely. But I don't want you to just ask. You need to explain to them your situation. You need to tell them that you are a chronic masturbator and that you don't deserve to have orgasms. You need to tell them that orgasms give you an inflated sense of your own self-worth and importance. You need to tell them that every single time you masturbate to their voices, their fantasies, their performances, it just confuses you and makes you think that perhaps, maybe, somehow there is a chance that someone will finally see you as a real man. We both know that's impossible. You need to tell them that having orgasms just gives you a false sense of hope. You need to tell them that keeping you denied, frustrated, and desperate will make you respect, worship, and adore them. Then we will see if they are so quick to say yes. I can see now that this has become a very serious issue. At this point, I can only see one solution: chastity. For now, you don't need to wear it all the time, just when you listen. You are going to lock your little cock up for me when you listen to audios. Unable to touch yourself, unable to orgasm. No more stroking, no more teasing, no more edging. You don't even get to do that anymore, because you have proven that you can't be trusted. You are a chronic masturbator. You can't help it. It is just what you are, who you are. So from now on, you will listen locked. You will stay locked for an hour after you stop listening. We can't have those words and voices fresh in your head when you jerk off, can we? But I do want those voices in your head without distraction. So from here on out, here are the rules. First, you will be locked in your most restrictive chastity while you listen. You may not touch your cage while you listen, not even to adjust it. It will remain on for an hour after you finish listening. Second, once you start an audio, you will finish it. You may not stop it, pause it, or fail to finish it, no matter how long, how it affects you, or whether you like it or not. Third, you will have no distractions. You will be blindfolded and gagged while you listen. You will wear headphones and not remove them. The room should be dark and quiet as well. Fourth, you will listen to audios at least twice a day. You may choose the times, but I recommend the morning when you wake and the evening before bed. Fifth, you will remember that audios that give instructions to touch or perform other activities are for other men, not you. You may fantasize about being one of those men, but you will always remember that things like edging, jerk-off instructions, teasing, and erotic play are not for you. Because you are a chronic masturbator. Mm-hmm.